Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE have a solar expert and an energy services supervisor to help you understand if solar is right for you, and also help members with possible scams from outside parties that are out there. So visit mte.com/prosolar for more information. We are talking with our friends from the Center for the Arts today, and we've got a lot to talk about. Joining us in studio, Tara Winton, and she is the Director of Education. And Lindsay Wortham is also here today as well, and we're going to talk with her about the upcoming production of Big Fish, and we'll talk more about that coming up. But first of all, welcome to the both of you.
Hey, thank you.
Good to have you. So, Tara, tell me... I mentioned looking over the list of things to talk about that you're involved in this summer, and it's already been a busy summer, you say?
Yes, it has already been a busy summer. We started camps last week. We started with three camps last week, so we have already completed our Frozen Kids, which we ended up with about 25 students on stage, and it was a fabulous week, lots and lots of fun. And then, so those are our grades 3 through 5. We had a big group of that. And then we also have our elementary one. We finished up one camp of that, and that's our kids K-2 age group. And we also finished up a visual arts camp. So that was our first time offering a visual arts camp in the summer. And we were thrilled with the turnout. It turned out really, really well. The kids had a blast. And that was grades 3 through 5. So it's been a busy last week. And now we have already begun week 2 this morning.
Middle schoolers. I see you have name tags.
I have a name tag on, so everybody knows who I am.
Yeah.
Yes, so we started middle school this morning with Madagascar Junior with our middle schoolers, and then we also started our second round of elementary one, so our K-2 students.
So we're going to talk about a lot of the big things that are going on. And Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Good to have you here. So tell me a little bit about you. How did you get into performing here?
Oh, gosh. I've been performing at Center for the Arts since 2015, I think. Music Man was my first performance there. And I just love the place and the people there. I am very rarely, I think, not in the building at this point, between music directing, sometimes directing on stage when I can. I have just really fallen in love with Center for the Arts and all the things that they offer there.
Yeah, well, coming up on 10 years then.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Woo!
Time flies when you're having fun,
sure
I guess.
Does.
So you're in Big Fish,
yes.
Which is going on, let's see, 14th through the 30th, so
yes.
Upcoming here.
Yeah, so we are in Tech Week. We are in the last final stretch before we start.
So what is Tech Week? Is this like full-on practice performances with everything all together, right?
Yep, so now we have the lights, we've got the sound, we've got the mics, we've got the props, we've got the sets, everything is in place, and now we run it as if it were performance as well as we can and see what goes wrong and fix it before Friday.
There you go. So how many of the, what do you call them on Tech Week? Each night, what would you call
it?
A rehearsal.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That,
yes.
Okay.
So
how many of those do you do this week?
Right, so we had a very lengthy rehearsal yesterday to set the lights and things like that, really finalize all of the details, and then we'll run it tonight, Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, and then Thursday will be our final rehearsal.
Okay. So. If things go well Tuesday, maybe not Wednesday.
Yeah. Usually we try to take a break on Wednesday so that everybody can rest a little before, you know, the big push of the weekend.
Yeah.
So
then it starts this coming weekend. And do we know anything about tickets, Tara? Are they still available or just check online?
Tickets are available online for everybody to purchase. They are there.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. So I know that they usually sell out pretty quickly. So tell me, Lindsay, about Big Fish. What is this about?
Yeah. So maybe some people have seen the 2003 movie that was directed by Tim Burton, had Ewan McGregor in it. The musical is based on that and the book, which is by Daniel Wallace. But it is centered around Edward Bloom, and he is a master storyteller, and he sees magic in the world all around him. And then his son, Will, prefers to view life kind of through a more practical lens. And so their fundamental differences have kind of caused a rift in their relationship. So when Edward is diagnosed with cancer, Will realizes just how much he needs to know the man behind those tall tales. So Will goes on kind of this journey through his father's fantastical life, as it was told to him. And we get to meet all of the colorful characters of Edward's larger-than-life stories.
And so, you're one of those characters?
Sort of. I'm in both. I'm one of the few characters. Actually, maybe the only other character than Edward that's in both. I'm playing Sandra. I am Edward's wife. And so in the stories that he's heard, he also gets to hear the story of how his father and mother met. And so whether the story is true or a little bit more dreamy than it really happened is for anyone to say. I prefer to think it's the dreamy version, but.
So, you're playing Sarah and
Sandra,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And, you will be, this is a musical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yeah. And really a musical is such a great way to tell this story. Like mm-hmm. what a fantastical, magical, beautiful way to do this tale.
Sure. Well, you have picked out something for us to get just a brief glimpse into Big Fish. Maybe set that up and tell us about it.
Yeah, so for me to talk about all the beautiful, fantastical things, this song is actually one of the sadder songs in the show. It's called I Don't Need a Roof. And Sandra, of course, you get to see the dream version of Sandra, but this is the real-life, modern-day version of Sandra who is dealing with her husband's very serious illness. And so this is kind of her... I'll be okay whatever happens kind mm-hmm. of song. So
well, without further ado, here is Lindsay Wortham.
In your face I see a lifetime. In this I feel at ease. Wallpaper peeling, paint wearing thin. Here's where I end and begin. I don't need a leader. don't need a roof to hold my heart. Stay with me. Stay.
Studio audience loving it.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. It was wonderfully done. Lindsay Wortham joining us today. She is in Big Fish, and you can get tickets by calling the ticket office, 615-904-2787, or just head to borougharts.org. And Tara, that was wonderful. Have you seen Big Fish before?
I have never seen the show Big mm-hmm. Fish. I love the movie, so yeah. I'm excited to see it coming up this weekend. And
it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome. That's beautiful.
Sounds like it, most certainly. Tara Winton is the Director of Education, and lots of summer camp things to talk about here in our next couple of minutes that we have left. So I'm going to just kind of hand it over to you, and you can tell us what's available out there for the kiddos.
Okay, perfect. So basically, this summer is broken down by age group. So if you have a student who is K through 2, we have our Elementary 1, which is a half-day camp, very focused on learning through play. So it gives students the opportunities to learn how to be on stage and learn those basics, but it's a lot of playful time on stage, creative. Kids are going to have an awesome time, and then they have a little showcase at the end of the week. Our grades 3rd through 5th, they actually put on a production, and those are, we have The Lion King coming up June 24th through the 28th. We have The Jungle Book coming up July 22nd through 26th, and A Year with Frog and Toad, which is July 29th through August 2nd. So basically, we go almost all the way until school starts. Yeah. So if you're looking for something for those kids to be doing, we have a lot of opportunities, and they are filling up fast. So check in with us on our website. If you go under youth, you can find all of those listings there. For our middle schoolers, we are currently in our middle school camp, so Madagascar Junior, which will be performed next weekend. And tickets are available for anyone to come and view those shows. So if that's something that you want your kids to come and see, they would love it. It is so fun and full of awesome upbeat music and lots of dancing. So it's very entertaining for young audiences. And our high school performance camp and tech camp is coming up in July. It is begins on July 11th and runs for 2 weeks, and that is 13 junior. So that is a show all about being 13 and hard it is and how wonderful it is. And it's full of silly things that happen throughout middle school, but also some very heartfelt things that you're learning.
Yeah.
So the whole process of learning to be a person, learning to be an adult. And I love the very last song is, we all have a little more homework to do. So it ends up with that. So everybody who has been 13 or is 13 understands what it's like.
Absolutely. For sure. So, We talked about the visual arts camp as well, but as it wraps up, there's an event coming up on the 15th, right?
Yes, absolutely. So our visual arts students, they created a lot of work over the past week. And what we asked them to do was to leave their work for us, and it will be displayed in the gallery. So actually, we have it on the 14th for the Borough Art Crawl.
Oh, cool.
So people can come as you're walking around the square. You can come over to the Center for the Arts, and you can view the work of the students. I believe that's from 5 to 8 on that night of the 14th. And then on the 15th, they have a gallery reception where they get to be celebrated the morning of the 15th. And we just have that open for anybody to come and look at their artwork again on the 15th on that morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff. And borougharts.org is where you can go and find out all the information, but get signed up for those camps here really quickly, because, I mean, you'll be having to shut the door on some of that probably.
On some of them we will. Yeah. Yes.
So Very good. Tara, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And great job, Lindsay. And break a leg. I think that's what we're
that
supposed to say.
That is right.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
There you go. Our friends from the Center for the Arts today, Tara Winton, the Director of Education, and Lindsay Wortham joining us today on Rutherford Issues. Hey, if you missed part of the show, check the podcast. It'll be up shortly at WGNSradio.com.